back and they score! And Giroux's got it! He's a push it by Antti Niemi!
It's time for the 5-Minute Major Podcast.
What is the significance of that name?
Tiger score!
Now here's your hosts, Matt Mastrogiovanni and Dave Morris.
That's what the people came to see.
A 5-Minute Major Podcast. What took you so long to finally seal the deal, my man? Let's go.
Hey guys, how's it going? Dave here. Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Major. Just a quick solo edition of the podcast this evening. Mastro and I will be back next week to fully go over the Flyers' most recent games, as well as preview their upcoming trade deadline, because the NHL trade deadline is next week, next Friday, as a matter of fact. So with that said, we'll kind of get into a quick update here. The Flyers' past games, not too much to write home about. The Flyers did not perform well on their recent road trip here, in which they visited Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. Starting out last Thursday, the Flyers lost 6-2 to the Seattle Kraken in a game in which they were lifeless and Carter Hart did not perform very well. You go into Saturday, and in which also in that game against Seattle, Carter Hart was also pulled, and Sam Ersson, recently called up from the Phantoms, was put in relief. Then you follow up that performance last Thursday, Saturday night against the Vancouver Canucks, in which a game where Carter Hart played the entire game, but still let in 6 goals, and the Flyers lost again by a score of 6-2. Coming up to Monday afternoon's game this past week on President's Day, the Flyers to get a regulation win in Calgary with Sam Ersson getting the start in net. A great game. Fantastic goaltending. They did lose Travis Konecny to an upper body injury, so that's the one negative. But the other positive, though, was Sam Ersson 6-0 starting in his young NHL career with the Flyers. He was phenomenal in net. And like I've said many times on this podcast, I think the Flyers have found their goalie tandem for the foreseeable future, that being Carter Hart and Sam Ersson. Going into then last night's game up in Edmonton, the Flyers blew a late lead they had going into the third period, falling to the Edmonton Oilers, in which Carter Hart, you know, could have played better, but at least it was better than his past two performances. They just, the Oilers' dynamic and overpowering offense that the Flyers kept in check just a couple weeks ago, back on the 9th of February, they weren't able to do so. I mean, Connor McDavid scored his 43rd and 44th goals of the year. He's absolutely lighting on fire. He's on pace to hit 60 goals this season. So that's really the last couple games there for the Flyers. Being upfront and honest, I did not watch the Seattle game or the game over the weekend on Saturday. I was away on a trip. So I did catch last night's game and Monday afternoon's game, the Battle of Alberta games. So we'll see where they go from there. Flyers have a couple days off, meaning today the 22nd and tomorrow the 23rd of February, before they go on and take on the Montreal Canadiens on home ice this Friday at 7 p.m. They then head straight to lovely Newark, New Jersey, one of the most beautiful cities in the entire world, LOL, just kidding, to take on the New Jersey Devils this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. before next Wednesday on March 1st, 1 week from today, taking on the New York Rangers at home, a lovely 7:30 p.m. Eastern start time. And then, of course, that leads up to the Flyers and the NHL trade deadline, which is next Friday. Next week, Mash and I will be back with a full-blown podcast to go over everything. As if there's any more trades that have gone over, there's one I will be discussing this evening with everyone. But, of course, any other, you know, moves or deals upcoming. And, of course, we will go over the Flyers NHL, the Flyers traded line targets that we think the Flyers should move on from, and our thoughts and estimates on what they could receive in returns. James Van Riemsdyk, Nick Seeler, and Justin Braun, just three names that you think the Flyers need to move. Personally, I also add Felix Sandstrom in that list as well. They need to move on and recoup some assets and go from there. But yeah, that pretty much covers the Flyers coverage this week. Not too much to talk about. But the big news, the big thing to talk about this week that recently went down, and you have to live under a rock if you didn't know about this, but the Toronto Maple Leafs joined the Eastern Conference arms race ahead of the deadline by acquiring Ryan O'Reilly and Noah Achari from the St. Louis Blues in a three-way deal last Friday evening. In return, the Blues received a 2023 first-round pick, a 2023 third-round pick, a 2024 second-round pick, Mikhail Abramov, and Adam Gaudette. The 2024 second-round pick and the 2023 first-round pick belonged to the Maple Leafs, and the third-round pick was the Ottawa Senators pick. The Blues retained 50% of O'Reilly's $7.5 million salary cap hit, and there was a third team involved, being the Minnesota Wild, where they retained 25% of his salary. In exchange for that, the Wild received Toronto's fourth-round pick in 2024. So a lot of things going on there, but Toronto kind of giving up some draft capital, or, quote, mystery boxes, as they say, as I heard on the latest episode of Steve Dangle's podcast. And, of course, Mikhail Abramov, who was one of their more recent first-round picks over in Russia, playing in the KHL, but I believe has cancer right now. So whether or not he even comes over to North America or even resumes his hockey-playing career is kind of up in the air. But, you know, Toronto brings in another elite-level offense. They're doubling down on their strength, which is high-power, high-octane offense, and also one of the best defensive forwards in the games, too. And now if you're lining up the Toronto Maple Leafs, their top three centers, you have Austin Matthews, Ryan O'Reilly, and John Tavares. And maybe perhaps do you move Tavares or O'Reilly to the wing? It's going to be very, very interesting. The Blues clear up a lot of cap space. They're a team probably not going to make the playoffs. You know, there's only a handful of players left from their most recent Stanley Cup victory in 2019. So we'll see where they go from there. They have freed up. They're not out of the playoff race just yet. And they did free up a lot of cap space in this deal. So who knows? Maybe they could make a move for one of the big fishes that's still out there for the NHL trade line next week. But we'll see where it goes. They have now three first-round picks in this year's upcoming draft. So we'll see where the Blues go from there. But all in all, it's a great deal. I think it helps out Toronto greatly. Hopefully it helps them get out of the first round, which is Toronto's curse, it seems. So it'll be interesting to see. Ryan O'Reilly, though, is loving being back in this division. He scored a hat trick, I believe, just last night in their win over Buffalo. So, you know, Toronto really, really doing well here. And if they can work out some cap magic, they could make some more moves. I did see on NHL.com that their defenseman, Jake Muzzin, is out for the remainder of the year. So if he wasn't already on long-term IR, he's going to be placed on that. So we'll see what they can do here. But it's really, really interesting. And some other trade news, a minor deal. I know the Arizona Coyotes sent a defenseman to the Vegas Golden Knights for a fifth-round pick and the contract of Shea Weber, who, as we all know, Shea Weber has officially retired but not retired, so he's still getting paid. His contract is just put on LTIR and helps teams get to the salary cap floor. You know, he was traded to the Vegas Golden Knights last in the offseason, and they just put his money away on LTIR, not against the cap. So now that money has been moved to Arizona's books. And if you're the Arizona Coyotes, they could have a lineup, an all-star lineup, with the amount of players who they acquire their contracts but never played a game for. You know, you can name Marian Hossa, Pavel Datsyuk, and Chris Pronger. You can now add Shea Weber to that list. So all in all, Arizona go to Arizona, and Vegas gets, you know, a defenseman and some draft capital. So nothing too much there, but that's going to be all there is for me this evening. Like I said, just a quick solo podcast. I apologize for not being more prepared. And like I said, was away this weekend for the games, but we will be paying more attention here going down the stretch, and look forward to being back with everyone next week with myself and Mastro, where we will, like I said, go over the full details and our full thoughts on the upcoming NHL trade deadline and where we go from there. So with that, everyone, good night. And good hockey.